Check,
please.
Check, Daddy.
Check.
Czechoslovakia.
Siblings.
Why is mine so quiet?
Czech Republic. Welcome to Czech Republic.
Is yours still quiet?
Conspiracy? Are you guys conspiring against me? Check, one, two, check.
Czech Republic.
Is that better?
Well, I see red with you guys, and I see... I'm not even tickling the red.
You don't
want to
see red. Red is bad.
Yeah,
well,
you guys are red.
Well, all of us should not be
commie,
in the red.
Commie. Let's say I see commie.
You pinko fucks.
Commie.
Welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Carano to my left.
Can you stop playing Diner Dash while you do the intros to the show?
Yeah, why are you playing video games when we're trying to record a show?
I'm not,
we're professionals.
You guys are such sellouts. You guys sell people.
Sell out? We're trying to do a show and you're playing video games.
He's getting his daily bonus.
Yeah, exactly. Leave me alone.
I don't know what that is that's on your phone right now.
He's addicted to gambling.
It's an ad, bro. It's an ad for a free bar of gold from Mr. Gordon Ramsay. Leave it alone.
Oh, right. Is it important?
Kind of.
Is it a bar of gold that tastes good? Because if it's not, why is he giving it away?
Spin.
You guys ever eaten gold?
No.
I think you have.
Goldschlager.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep, little flakes.
Yep. Gold in
real
your system.
Gold in our drinks.
Install.
There was
a
great comic by the name of Sue Murphy, and I got blackout drunk on Goldschlager, and we were crawling around the floor of the improv, and she was screaming, "I'm going to mine my stool."
Ugh.
What?
She was going to mine her stool because she drank Goldschlager.
Well, I tell you first, it's not mining.
There's gold in that though, but
I've been in the improv now for maybe 4 minutes.
And you've already heard five or six disgusting things.
Two stories about women pooping. And I don't need to hear that.
Nope, you don't.
First words I hear when I actually felt like I was in a hacky movie when I walked in the... I love coming in here too and just like giving the door guy like the look.
Yeah.
They never know who I am. But like they start to be like, yeah. And I just like blow by them because I have a microphone in my hand and they never ask. Ever.
They never ask.
I just walk with my hand down my pants. Yep, no one talks to you and your hand's
so
down.
So I
pants.
Roll by that
I
guy.
I just tip my hat to him and they let me in.
And I go in the lab and I hear a woman who's got a shrilly voice and she's on stage and she's like, so I go to my therapist, an actual therapist, and I tell her I can't poop. And she tells me it's because you have a lot of resentments. And I'm like, this is like a horrible
I'm worried that you're butchering
you.
The punchline.
No, that was
horrible.
She continued.
That's not
She's
a
like an actual therapist. She said this. You have a lot of resentment. And I walked out.
If you really want to be upset by that kind of thing, we'll record the show on one of the open mic nights, which is like at 4 in the afternoon because it's so
horrible.
Is
the one you're just open and honest?
It's so
horrible. You go up on stage, you're like, open mic. Ask me a question.
I just bend over and spread my butt cheeks.
And Goldschlager flakes come out.
Open
Stop
mic.
It, everybody. So.
Is Goldschlager still manufactured?
Yes.
Silver Schlager for poor people.
Copper Schlager.
Bronze Schlager. Dirt Schlager.
Chain Schlager.
Cat poo Schlager.
Schleckel Schlager.
Schlager Schlager.
Steckel. Shekel. Shekel. Shekels. Give me a shekel.
Gold Schlager. What a scam. What a scam
Schlager.
That was.
Schmegma Schlager.
Was. I think it continues to be
a scam. It's just, cinnamon is a flavor we can all agree upon.
It's also the name of many strippers. Hey, let's talk about what's happened since the last time I saw you guys. What's been going on?
The earth
spun around seven
times.
Has
continued to deteriorate to a point where most people are starving, fighting in the streets.
I was
looking at pictures of the Northridge earthquake a couple of days ago, and I forgot how bad that shit was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
So what's happening? What happened since last week?
Fantastic. You know, I saw a picture of Mount St. Helens before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a picture. And I was like, holy shit, I can't believe how much that mountain blew.
Well, first of all, you said what happened since last week. We had an earthquake. And you and I both
did not have an earthquake last week.
You and I both.
No, there was an earthquake, but he didn't mention an earthquake.
No.
So I don't know.
I said, what has happened since the last time I saw you guys?
I thought you were talking about the quake, the big one.
We had a quake? Where's the quake?
It was like a 3. That's not the big one.
What time?
Nighttime,
right?
It's the big one for newborns.
No,
it's the big one for people that just born.
I immediately thought about you sprinting outside, desperately trying to get outside for an earthquake.
Were you with me for another quake?
We should all buy desks so we can jump under them.
When we were doing Dr. Drew daytime, Dr. Drew Live.
And I ran outside.
And he was like, because he was doing it in Pasadena and we were in Culver City doing it remote. And he was like, we're having an earthquake.
And you ran outside.
And Anderson just shot out of the room.
I've always wanted, because I've born and raised in California, mm-hmm. right? Los Angeles. I've always wanted to be outside for an earthquake to see like cars jiggling and trees swaying. I've never seen that.
Always wanted to be outside for a shake.
I want to be in a bra store when the big one happens. See all those boobs swaying back and forth?
Jiggling.
Remember in the movie Airplane, that sight gag?
Yep.
All right. The reason I brought it up was because
turbulence.
I thought about if there's another one in Northridge, we're both going to be affected dramatically. And I didn't realize it caused $30 billion in damage.
Imagine
most buildings.
Trump's America. That's like $90 billion.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk to the earthquake. We're gonna bring it down.
It's gonna pay for
such
itself.
A great deal.
The earthquake's
gonna
pay for all
the
damage.
Earthquake.
Mm-hmm. So.
He's never going to be held accountable for any of that shit, any of that bullshit.
Talk politics. I don't think we should.
What did you? Did you? Were you just asking what has happened since the last time?
I wanted to see what happened personally. I didn't want to talk about the 94 Northridge quake.
What about the 92? What about the 96 Olympics?
What about the 92 riots? What about the riots?
Those are all over the news.
We just had the 20th anniversary, or was it the 30th anniversary?
25th
or 25th?
What were you guys doing during the riots?
I was kicking in the door of the Gap, taking some shorts.
I was down there trying to go to a rave, being yelled at by cops. I talked about it on the show.
Yeah. I was at a show at the Palace, and when we got out, things were on fire. And the cops told us, do not stop for pedestrians. Go around, trash in the road, and get home and lock your doors.
What concert were you at?
Chris Whitley and Toad the Wet Sprocket at the Palace.
Horrible. How did they not burn down?
I will not
burn down your things
for granted.
I
kids playing in the park.
And then the next day I woke up and went to Disneyland.
Fucking hate that song.
And I walked around Disneyland. I don't know that song because I didn't watch them, because I only went for Chris Whitley.
I will not take these things for granted. It's the most sanctimonious bullshitty song. I'm going to bring it up right now.
I don't. Oh God. You just talked about how bad it is. Now you're going to play it.
Because
torturous.
Torturous. Who's Chris Whitley?
Tortuga. Chris Whitley was pretty great. And if you want me to burn some CDs for you, I will.
No, I don't want you to burn some CDs for me. You fucking weirdo. I can pull up any song in the entire world right now on my phone. I don't want you to burn me some CDs.
I'm
going to
make you a mixtape with little hearts on it. I'm going to make you a mixtape.
He's going to have this song on it?
I'll put Weightless, Poison Girl, Big Sky Country, Phone Call from Leavenworth. I'll put all the good songs on there. Yeah.
What are you doing, dude? I'm pulling up a song.
I'm burning CDs.
I'm trying to pull up a song.
24 minutes to go till the CD is done. Oh, he's great. He's great. This is in my top three best shows I've ever seen.
How's it stack up to
Waters? He plays slide guitar the whole time. Now when this is over. Wait till it gets to the verse. This is the most commercial.
Technically, this is the verse. Okay. Wait till it gets to the chorus. I wanna meet you in the big sky country.
That means her butt. I just wanna prove my sounds religious. It's not. He died from cancer, by the way.
Did he sing for morphine for a while? Sky country,
just like forever. One of our great.
If anybody wants Mike to burn you some CDs of that, just tweet
it. One of our great listeners, I had mentioned, maybe it was a listener of my podcast, I had mentioned that concert, the night of the riots, and the guy found me the show online that was recorded, the night of the riots at the Palace. Is this Toad the Wet Sprocket? It would be funny if this is the show that gets flagged for playing music. Pulled from iTunes.
I would be surprised if Toad the Wet Sprocket is downloading every podcast trying to see if someone's playing their music.
And they're finally like, we can pay rent! Seems like you like this song.
If he was drunk, you know he'd totally be singing this right now. Oh, at a karaoke,
my God.
Like just living,
swaying back and forth with the whole audience.
I want to let you all in a little secret. I pretend to hate this song. But I actually love this song.
Do you remember when we talked about the show that I saw at the Mayan?
No.
It was a band you probably like. And it wasn't Toad the Wet Sprocket, but somebody dragged me to it.
Is this shoegaze?
And I got there and I announced loudly, "Ah, fuck, it's acoustic. I hate this shit." A minute later, the singer came out and he goes, "I'm sorry for the change of plans, but our drummer, so-and-so...
Flowers in the garden.
Overdose?
Our drummer's wife gave birth to a baby boy this afternoon, and people cheered, and he goes, "Unfortunately, she didn't make it."
Oh!
And it was like, "Wah!" And I had loudly announced, "I hate this acoustic shit." And he goes, "And we're still," but he goes, "we're still going to play, but we're going to try to make the most of it." And he goes, and there's two guys with acoustic guitars, and I was like, "Boo! Bring the drummer out!" What is he babysitting? No, it was horrific.
The baby didn't make it, or the woman didn't make it.
The wife died.
Nice.
Giving birth.
Yeah. Back on the market.
Yeah.
And he's a rock star.
Yep. But nice. He's got a baby now.
He said that every show, every year.
God, that would be the best if you get away with it for like 5 years.
They just haven't had a drummer for 2 years.
You get away with it for a long time until somebody goes to
see
you again.
You save money on a drummer, you get Strange Poon.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You get Sympathy Poon, right?
Sympathy Poon.
Yeah.
Except that every now and then a fucking asshole in the back
is
like,
is there such a thing as Sympathy Poon?
Oh, or
some woman's like, "That guy just suffered a death.
Are you kidding me?
He suffered like the worst loss he could suffer, his wife, his lifelong mate. So, and that turns me on to the point where he's going to have this."
No, not turns. Women are carrying beans. They want to comfort.
"I'm so sorry. Please let me slob your knob."
Yeah, I want to
comfort
you.
"Feel so bad. Let me hug your wiener with my vagina."
Hmm. Oh, that would be gross if little arms came out and actually hugged you.
Oh, what?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
All right. Sorry for the profanity. That was rude. Didn't need to be said. I feel
all
like,
of it.
Yeah. Let's start clean. Let's start a new show.
All right.
All right.
Hey, welcome to the Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's...
That's a great song, Poison Girl.
There's Mike Carano to my left.
I think you're going to love
Chris
Whitley.
There's Mike Carano burning CDs to my left.
Burn you a CD.
There's Tyson.
I'm going to burn you a CD. You're going to get a brand new shiny CD
next
week. I
don't have a single thing I can play CDs on.
Well, in your car? One.
No, that's true. I can do it in my car.
In your car. Okay.
You're gonna dig this. Especially
okay, guys.
You didn't introduce me.
Yeah, I said there's Ty Ty burning CD.
Mike's burning CDs.
I'm burning everyone's CDs.
First of all, Mike, you and I grew up in a time when celebrities doing commercials
were still grown up.
Was terrible, and like we'd always look at those celebrities like a little bit less, right?
Yep.
Like what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're doing a commercial? How hard are you?
Burt Reynolds commercials.
Leave Burt out of this.
Yeah, exactly. You liked those.
Burt's commercials were cool.
I'm sensing Anderson.
Him sitting on the hood of a Trans Am with a red shirt on and a cowboy hat.
I don't know what that is.
I feel like Anderson's jumping onto his high horse right now. His high horse is pulled into the stable.
No, no, no. It's just it's a little weird.
He's getting on board.
After like Vietnam, and there was like this whole generational thing where people, especially younger people, didn't want to wear logos. They only wore like jeans.
I'm still living that.
And,
I'm
like,
still living
white
that
t-shirts.
Dream.
I think we've talked about it on the show. And you know, why would you want to cruise around with a gap on your
that's
your chest,
right?
And giving ads.
You've got a logo on your chest.
Oh yeah, God damn it!
It's Church of Corona,
Old Navy.
He's allowed to have an ad for himself, but like we live in a world now where like everyone's just got
you've got a logo.
It's I don't even know what it is. It's
SDP, oil.
But it doesn't have a TM or an R.
You have an oil shirt.
But there's no registration.
It's right there. There's literally a giant R.
All right, well, fuck the shirt.
There's a giant.
Don't take it off. I hope somebody walks in right now. Just three dudes with their shirts off.
He's flipping it
out. No, I am a huge proponent of celebrities not taking ad dollars. But I also see the other side of it, where you're getting paid this immense amount of money to do an ad.
Yeah, and like they used to do ads like over in Japan, like that was a big thing. Yeah. Like Johnny Depp would go over there and do it. Well, nowadays,
there was a day where somebody approached me and said, "If you buy a Volkswagen Bug, we will wrap it in an ad and make the car payments for you for 2 years." And I considered it because at the time I had no money.
What was the company?
In 2000,
STP.
And then it occurred to me that I'm probably going to be driving on a gigantic fucking Tampax Volkswagen.
Was it Tampax really?
I never pursued it.
You did, wait, what?
It was a free car for 2 years, and
random
all,
person
all I
said,
had, "No,
we'll
no, no."
Company.
It was a company that did it. And,
what company?
This was a thing on the internet in like the early 2000s.
It was actually 1999 or 2000, and they said, "If you want a Volkswagen Bug, we will make the payments for 2 years, but we're going to wrap it in an ad and all you have good, to pay is car good. Insurance.
That'd be a good investment with Corona because he drives so many places. Yeah. He's always on the road.
Yeah, if you want to advertise the Death Valley.
Oh, that'd be the best. I advertise Death Valley and I'm just out there the whole time and they're like, this isn't working out.
Do you remember, Mike, being 100% serious saying that you wanted to look into how much it costs to wrap your car and if it was like within $400 or $500, you would do an after disaster wrap on your car?
I sort of do, and I
that was like episode 4 or 5, and you were 100% serious.
I would leave it on for like a week or two, but I would be extremely embarrassed because I'd have to explain what it was every time I got out of the car and anybody approached me.
Who would approach you?
I don't know, but I imagine somebody
would. No one
wants
to talk to literally anyone. We're all humans.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? So I'm listening to the show again, right?
Yeah,
and
you're
I'm
back
like,
in.
I'm listening to a show from last June.
Resubscribe.
Just now, like maybe 30 minutes ago, and I ended... I pushed pause as Mike was talking because he had a cast on. He had his broken arm back in June, and he was talking about how he was talking to everybody in the waiting room. And Tyler, you go off on him, and you're like, listen, what you do is you go check in, you sit down, you don't talk to anyone because no one wants to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Just 30 minutes ago, I heard you say that from 9 months ago. And here you are.
Yeah, it's still true.
Tyler's the antisocial
one.
I
barely
want
to talk to you guys.
Oh, you talk to everybody.
I will talk to anybody anywhere. I don't want to necessarily, but I will stand somewhere.
Who's the angriest of the three of us?
I have the most inner anger because I'm ready
to... Who talks to the most human beings?
I talk to everybody everywhere.
Yeah, it's weird, right? The angriest person here is the most chatty. That's weird.
I'm 4 weeks into therapy, and I think I'm getting a little better.
What?
I'm $800 out of pocket so far, but...
Does that make you angry? You should just go in there and be like, I'm really, really annoyed with
I am actually
going
to see a therapist
pocket.
At Kaiser to talk about my resentment towards the first therapist. It's killing me. This, like, every time I pay her, I'm like, fuck, $200.
You like, feel all good, and then you have to write a check, and you
feel
worse.
I
feel
good, but I see a direction.
What's
I
the main
see.
Thing you guys talk about, if you're willing to talk about it?
Her office. No,
Chris.
We don't.
Chris
there is
Whitley.
No main thing. We came up with. She got an explanation of me, and
what?
Then what? I've talked about
what does that mean,
like how I handle things, and she's decided. I have, let me think. She said, all of my anger and all of my inner turmoil is completely justified, for one. She goes, you never had any boundaries in your life. You never had any discipline. You never had a bunch of stuff. And she goes, and that's why you feel like this, and that's why it's hard for you to motivate. It's hard for you to do this. And then the big one was, she said, I have staggeringly few boundaries. She goes, it's staggering how... little boundaries you have, like where you will anyone into your life and take it over.
She said that after you tried to like hit on her?
No, after I finished cleaning her office. Leave the $200 on the clean desk and get the fuck out.
Has she called out any certain like circumstances or things that have
She's not
occurred?
Calling things out. She's telling me like how
Has
what the process is
to listen
recognize.
To the show yet?
I don't think she's going to ever listen to the show.
Why not?
I don't know.
Hi, Miss Lady. What's
she
her name?
Listens. She listens. She's like, I love the show. I've listened to 300 episodes straight. Your bill is now $30,000.
She can really rack it up with Missless and Adventures of whatever your name is.
You would be proud of me if you saw the way I'm handling this. I'm not wasting time. When I start to ramble about something, I stop myself and go, I don't want to talk about this. We already talked about this.
Is she hot?
That's a 5.
She's not an unattractive woman, but she's not like hot.
Are you afraid
but
she's going to listen?
The more she knows your secrets, the hotter she's going to get. Because she can be like, you're going to have like an intimacy.
I highly doubt that. But you know what? I realize I don't have that many bad secrets. I just have a ton of
you
anger.
You broke your arm fisting someone.
No, but I don't. But that's like the limit. I don't have a secret.
It's not a secret.
That's true.
No,
it's
but
not
I
a secret.
Yeah, that's not a secret. I don't have any like weird. Like, there's not like I can't wait till a hooker shits on my chest or anything. I don't have any of those.
That's not
things.
A secret anymore either.
No, but I don't have any.
I don't
of
think
stuff.
Many people do have that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I think the problem. I think the real secret is like the true, like the most vulnerable thing. It might not be like a dirty secret, but just like when you fully admit, like, oh, I'm a fraud, or
I think for all of us on this particular podcast, and I think especially for me, and probably for, I think you expose yourself pretty much too. But I don't think anyone would be shocked by anything we said. Like they wouldn't. I think we have laid our cards on the table, so to speak, for years.
Yeah. Well,
like, do you think I have any? Do you think there's something about me you're going to find out that's going to be like, oh my God?
No. Yeah, like skeletons.
You literally have skeletons. They're not even in your closet. They're in your living room.
I literally have skeletons.
In a photos.
Did you ever buy the Chihuahua the skeletons?
No, I couldn't find them. What Mike's talking about is during Halloween, I think just last year.
No one cares.
Target was selling many different animal skeletons, one of which was a Chihuahua that looked pretty cool, but they're $15 and I couldn't find any to...
Miranda got one and Dahlia lays down next to it and it's kind of funny.
Ew, it's kind of sad.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
I'm trying to think. Just the other day, I was thinking, like, wow, that's a really embarrassing memory. I can't believe that actually happened to me, and I've never told that to anyone. Can't wait to talk about it on the After Disaster, but I don't remember what it was, and I didn't write it down. Perfect. Well, that's good, Mike.
Maybe this will
jog your memory in 9 months when you hear
that's
it again.
That's the great thing about podcasts, and especially this one. We have secrets that we want to keep, and then we come in and we just blurt them out.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good, and people who listen to this, like, you know, everyone's got things they're embarrassed of. And,
yeah.
Because back again to, like, growing up, Ty Ty, and, you know, there was...
Oh, growing everyone, up, Ty Ty is
everyone
good
talks about, like, how, like, you know, men weren't allowed to cry when mm-hmm. I was a kid. And that's not really even the biggest issue I think that Mike and I dealt with growing up. A lot of it was, like, everyone lives a good, normal... on the up and up life, and no one has like embarrassing pasts, and if they do, they don't ever talk about it.
Transparency was not a
no, it wasn't
it wasn't considered a valuable.
I don't know if it is today either, but I mean that's kind of what drives this show.
We still that is it. I don't know about your family, but that's definitely in my family where we try to hide things.
Oh yeah, well, my family growing up, like bad things happen and these got glossed over. Like my parents would like not. Like, they would get in huge fights. It was always my dad screaming at my mom. My mom would just kind of, like, you know, go into her shell. They want to talk for 3 or 4 days.
She had a shell?
Yeah, a little sort of shell. Yeah. She had, like, a phone in there and, like, sketchbooks.
I almost made that joke, and I was like, no, that's cheap. And then you did it, and I was like, yes. It played out exactly like I thought it was going to.
Mommy and daddy would be fighting like really.
We should take a moment for the laughs to settle down so people can hear what you're saying.
Then 3 or 4 days later, my dad would come down and like you know start making
four
eggs.
4 days later,
they wouldn't talk for 3 or 4 days, and like I would just see my dad. I'm like, hey, dad, how are you? He's like, your mother's a bitch.
Oh, my God. Dude.
But then, like, he would just pretend like nothing happened after three
it's
or four days.
It's kind of amazing that you turned out with anyone that has any semblance of, like, respect
it
for,
really
like,
is.
Women
no, I
or
think you
families.
Should be
women. My mom was always, I always was on the side of my mom.
I mean, you should
and
be congratulated for
yeah,
the
still.
Amount, for how good you turned out. I'm
no,
serious.
I don't want to make it sound like my dad was like some kind of monster. He was just, he was a funny dude. But,
yeah, our definition of funny is different. I'm not saying he's a monster. What was his dad like?
He hated his dad.
Mm. Yeah.
The only story I ever heard about his dad, he told me two stories about his dad. One was he talked about... Oh,
one, he raped him. Two, he beat him.
Yeah. Those are the two. No. He would talk about how his dad would get off the trolley at the bottom of the hill and then walk up the hill to save a nickel. And he thought that was so weak of his dad. He'd be like, he would brag about how he'd get off the bottom of the hill and walk up to save a nickel. Saving a nickel today, Donnie. And I'm like, Dad, that's kind of, you probably ended up with that nickel. You ended up with the nickel at the end of the day. And then another story that he told was he backhanded him across the kitchen table one time because he was pissed at him.
That's the only two stories you ever heard about your grandfather?
Yeah.
Nice.
I never met him. Backhanded him, yeah.
I wonder why dads hit their kids with the back of the hand.
And the one last one was he was always offered like managerial positions, but never took them because he was weak. Mm. My dad did not like his dad much.
I mean, imagine your dad is like a 6-year-old, be like, "You're a pussy," his dad.
And then he got backhanded.
Yeah, then he got backhanded, and a nickel went flying
across the room.
The
sickness of trying to cover up shit still runs deep in my family because after my sister died, my brother's wife wrote the obit, and my mom demanded that all this shit was taken out.
Right,
of it.
I remember that at the time.
Yeah.
Like she edited it?
But
hugely. She's like, I don't want any mention of AA, any mention of drug addiction. And they're like, that was her life. She got sober and she did this.
The difference there is.
And my mom is so worried about what people will think, even though we all badmouth her openly.
You don't
publicly.
Want to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Fuck her because.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Like this is therapy talk. And
Yeah.
My dad, the difference with my family is my dad would be like, AA. She was never an A. No, Dad, she was. She was a proud member of No, she never was. Like, just total denial.
And we have that too. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy when the fight thing rings a bell.
Not even like don't talk about like
why would you talk? Why would you make that up?
Yeah.
That must. How does that not drive you insane?
We would have a family. We'd have a family blowout that would be like something that could end all of our relationships with each other.
You all ate a bunch of chili
and then just act.
Yeah, the Corona chili
balloons,
kickoff.
Popcorn, hot dog machine, family blowout, Sunday night.
No, I meant like diarrhea from chili.
What the fuck? Both of you guys.
Gross.
I meant chili diarrhea.
Stop, Tyler. Out. Just get the fuck out. Out. Just go home early.
I don't think.
Just go talk to Lauren. Go be home.
You know what? Speaking of.
Go be home.
Chili D.
What? No, let's not continue with the chili D talk. Okay. I'm up to my neck in diapers.
Can I just tell you guys, there's a place in Burbank called Chili John's. Are you familiar with it?
No.
It's been there since probably the 60s.
Sounds like there's a guy with an apron behind the counter.
It's an old-fashioned place that was featured on some television show. Like, and Tara and I went there. We're like, this is going to be amazing. And you sit around the chili stuff, like at a bar. And it's the same sloppy shit fuck chili they've been serving for like 30 years. And we thought it's got to be good. It's a huge place called Chili John's. And it was full of exactly what you would think it was going to be full of. A lot of guys.
Dirty Taiwanese.
A lot of guys in work shirts from like transmission shops in the neighborhood. And then Tara and I sitting there.
Not dirty Taiwanese.
And
would it be dirty Taiwanese?
It was the worst.
It's clearly
chili.
Not what anyone is thinking of in the Chili John's.
Well,
it's a terribly offensive thing for me to say.
It was the worst
and
chili
a weird group
I've had in a long time.
On.
I don't know how that place even stays in beeswax.
Don't touch me.
But all we thought about was, this is going to give us sickness, right?
Did it give
while
you sickness?
We're eating it. No. Hmm. No.
What was it like out of 10?
3.5 to 4.
Okay, so your family
worse than a Hormel.
No. Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, Hormel's all right.
He's like, no. Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, I almost dropped my car in a Hormel ad in the early 90s.
Your family would have some giant
cookout
and just act like nothing happened.
Yeah.
I like to handle things that way sometimes as well.
Only if it's like super uncomfortable and you have to work with someone you can't quit and you don't really have any respect
like,
for that person.
Yeah, like this show.
That's the only time that happened.
Like I imagine
a couple weeks ago when Tyler said that thing about my wife and I was really offended and upset about it. I know that I have to continue to come to work and sit next to him and I just can't wait for the day.
God damn it.
Oh, it made me
sad. I don't know what he said.
I was just like looking at me. He's kind of rocking back and forth like, what's next?
I
was kidding, buddy.
I imagine this
rocking.
You're rocking. Doing a little rock.
I do rock a lot, which is a sign of the ADHD.
Yes, it is. It's also a sign of schizophrenia.
Great. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Schizophrenics do this all the time.
Much more manageable, something we can wrap our minds around. And
well, I'm saying, I think the
what if that's how you learned things? You just took your brain out and you wrapped it just around it.
You just put like the pages of like an encyclopedia
what
on
if?
It.
The fuck are you doing?
I'm going to talk about an ad in a second. All right. Mm. Go ahead.
I think Christmas party is when you get drunk and make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, that's
by,
like the old trope. Yeah.
I think then you come in the next day and just act like, I don't know.
You know those moments that you have, like especially when you're younger, especially when you're drinking?
People abuse the I blacked out thing.
You think of like things that happened that you wish didn't happen. You're usually in the shower.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go,
the shower. Yeah. That's where I get my best thinking done.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Yeah. That's where I get my best thinking done is in the shower.
Used to happen to me a lot. Like I'd be just driving down the road and I think of something I did like, you know, the night before or like the week before. And I'm like, oh God, how are you right now? You're sitting in your own skin right now and you're
one of our parties at work, I think it was this year's Christmas party. There's a guy and I kept yelling out Mikey Moonies, and Moon is like the first part of his name, but I just kept screaming Mikey Moonies every time I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know him that well to be like doing that, but I thought it was like such a cool like thing. And then like the next morning in the middle of my hair was like,
oh God, I gotta go see
Mikey
Moonies. Mikey
Moonies at him.
And then you're like, I'll make up for it. When I see him, I'll explain to him. I'll apologize. But
I've never done it.
I can tell you if you were to corner me and go, name the best benefit of you quitting drinking, by far, it's less of those waking up in the morning going, oh my God, what did I do last
two,
night? What the
two
fuck
Christmas
did I
parties
say?
Ago, our warm-up guy, the Late Late Show warm-up
who is
comedian.
It?
His name's Joby. I can tell he's a silly British man.
Hello, Joby.
After the Christmas party, there was like the after party.
Yeah.
and he's super drunk already.
Why would there be an after party after a Christmas party?
Because there's always the after party, bro.
Jeez, that's a lot of partying.
I didn't go to the after party. Maybe I wasn't invited. He got out of the Uber, tripped on the curb, broke both wrists, and bit off the tip of his tongue.
He was very excited about that after party.
Did he still go?
No, he went to the hospital. But yeah, he just didn't. Then we had like shows.
I loved that after party. Thankful so much.
Nah, he didn't. He
someone like, feed me my drink. Ah, it burns.
You've never seen a show. You've never been to a show until you've been to a show where you got warmed up by a guy with two arm casts
and he can't speak.
And he can't like clap.
Joby was like a fine speaking British man. Now he sounds like he's from Arkansas.
Basically.
Yeah. That is crazy. And he bit off the end of his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part.
Did they sew it back on?
No, they didn't sew it back on. I don't know.
They sew it upside down?
I think this story. So he just speaks in tongues.
And he's the best person at like cunnilingus. He's got an upside down tongue.
Cunnilingus, he says.
Cunninglingus.
Okay. So back in the day, it was crass to do ads, right?
Crass. Yeah,
still frowned upon.
Still is.
Nowadays, it's not, Mike. You're old school, and you don't realize it. But everyone, all the big stars now are doing tons of ads. Whether
Hell
it's
yeah.
like a
gotta make that money.
Selfish.
It's voiceover.
John Stamos doing Spectrum commercials, or Have Rob Lowe doing ad? DirecTV. Oh, yeah.
Stamos.
No, Rob Lowe His doing
red hot career.
No. Rob Lowe doing
That's
Skechers.
Upsetting.
So
That's very,
bad. So
very,
bad.
It's very
hey,
upsetting.
Don't touch me.
It's very upsetting.
Why you gotta touch?
Because it's funny.
Why you got a crescent touch?
Because now the people
Especially
in the cars.
Especially under the moonlight.
The people in the cars are laughing.
Right now, yeah, let me set the stage.
It's
let me set the
nice.
Stage.
It's very nice.
Over. That
we're
is got,
the,
what
it
is,
feels
is that the
like
moon?
We're in a spa.
We're in the
is
green
that the
room.
Moon?
We're in the green room, and it's being lit only
Moonies!
By the...
it's only, My Moonie!
It's only being lit by the what is that? The skylight. Which I think has moonlight coming down.
Moonie! So
it's like a nice... we should take a picture of the darkness.
It's like a nice glow.
But
it's very common.
Tyler,
I don't think the voiceover on commercials is that much of a
that
problem.
That doesn't count. That
this
doesn't
feels
count.
Like this feels like you're in Palm Springs.
That's
you,
like
you got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and it's a full moon.
Why does it got to be Palm yeah. Springs?
That's
yeah.
what it feels
Anywhere.
Like.
Got to use the bathroom.
That's what it feels like.
So yeah, voiceover stuff. Actually, that's actually ingenious and very diabolical work on the ad agencies who find yeah. voice actors who are actual actors like Tom Hanks who. They know that the general public trusts because of the characters mm-hmm. they've seen them in movies, so it's like a psychological advantage.
The worst
and
one,
and then you have them come in and they talk about a product, and you don't even know who the voice is. It's disembodied, but you trust it. For
the
some
worst
reason.
Is the John Hamm commercials where he's being
I
Don.
I know I've talked about
Don,
that.
I know we've talked about this
it's,
on the show.
It's so upsetting.
He's being Don Draper, but he's not Don yeah. Draper.
What's he selling?
I
Mercedes?
Feel like the writers should sue because they should be getting.
But
the
no,
money.
What's worse than that is Mad Men was all about the evilness
yeah,
of these
yeah,
ad
yeah,
agencies
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and these
yeah.
ad guys, these Mad Men actually selling you shit you don't need.
Yeah.
And we're so fucking dumb as a nation, and
we're
I guess
so
as a people that they hire the actor who was the biggest perpetrator on that show to actually sell us. I think he's doing Mercedes and BMW. Yeah. I could
no,
be wrong.
No, he can't do it. There's no way.
It feels like he's doing
he
both.
Mercedes, every
BMW.
Car. He does every car.
Josh Brolin.
The one that bugs me the most is Brad Pitt for Arby's.
Does he? He doesn't do Arby's.
Hey, I'm Brad Pitt.
Who, no, it's
ever
it's
since
it's
I got divorced.
Bing Rhames.
Which
like,
I only,
we have the meat.
Which I only learned
Arby's
recently.
Sandwiches
I love
for $7.99.
The Arby's commercial where they
Angelina
just know how to pronounce
let me eat here.
Euros.
Wait, who won it?
Gyros.
That's not Heroes. A bad idea.
What happened,
Ever since
Michael?
Angelina left me and got divorced me, I don't have any money to eat, but three Arby's sandwiches for $7.99.
That's not a good idea.
It's a terrible idea. You should not quit your job and run to Madison Avenue.
I would make a good ad campaign.
Your mom has a shell?
So, you guys ever seen an ad with Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Selling anyone?
No, what is it?
You ever seen an ad for Tecate beer?
No.
These are two things that I never imagined would happen.
I drink Tecate beer.
Well, I don't
I
know. That's
do
good.
I can't do
Tecate.
All right, so.
Polly, take the lid off the beer.
It is one of the most ill-conceived ads without any kind of
punchline.
So it's a boxer. I'm assuming he's South American, maybe Mexican. I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't know. That's where the shortcoming comes.
He's
from.
Definitely not Central American.
Here's the ad. I'm gonna play it. I don't know if it's gonna. I've seen this thing probably 30 times because I'm watching a lot of hockey right now, right? And it comes up in the ads.
Farmers only in this.
All right, so maybe you guys can watch it because I don't know if audibly it's gonna make.
Hey,
It makes no sense.
I talked to a chick who was on Farmers Only, and she said she went on there because she just wanted to fuck a lumberjack. But she said all the guys are horrible.
Why didn't she go to lumberjacksonly.com, dumbass?
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
All right, here's the Tecate ad with, featuring Sylvester Stallone. I don't understand it. It's I've seen this ad like 30, maybe 50 times.
Is it a new ad?
It's running right now. What is
that's
that?
So weird.
What is it?
I don't know. Obviously, that guy must be a known boxer. And they also probably put Stallone on a box.
What the hell is that?
What? Why is that? Somebody wrote that. And then they actually took the script.
I've got it, boss.
Yeah.
And so why don't you describe exactly
what
you just saw? Of course,
at a barbecue, Sylvester Stallone is going to hand a professional boxer a steak.
Can we watch it one more time?
Okay. To put on his black eye.
Wait. Before we explain what happened, let's watch it one more time. Because I kept like waiting for something. I feel like I wasn't watching it.
Hey, I've got a black eye at your barbecue.
Wait, stop. Well, you're giving it away.
I have a $20 steak.
And one has to do with the beehive, one has to do with the steak.
Okay. All right.
Canelo. What's the new one?
Be bold. Whoa. Come on, Canelo. Be bold.
Did he just get a beer boner?
You got it. Let me get in there.
What?
Oh my god!
Why does he want to get in there?
There's a boxer in a bubble bath, if I'm not mistaken.
No, ice.
I totally thought the boner too.
Yeah. Stallone tells him to be bold, and a beer pops up where his dick would be.
This is all over the place. Let's go back to the original.
Let me get in there.
I never seen that one.
Let me hop on that.
That
thing.
One.
Are there more?
I don't know.
Hey, be bold. Be bold. How does drinking shitty Tecate amount to boldness? They only had to pay for the music once.
Oh my god.
I do not get this ad. I don't get it.
Somehow they made an entire shitty 80s movie in 20 seconds.
I don't get that ad. I don't get it. Sylvester Stallone's going to waste a whole steak on that guy's black eye. The guy wants ice. No, Sylvester Stallone stops him. He's going to give him a steak.
No.
Okay,
no.
So the first thing that happens is... All right, so
a man is boxing in a boxing ring.
Yeah, and there happens to be a beehive in there.
No. He's boxing bees.
Oh, I didn't notice
that. He's boxing
a
swarm of bees, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Cut to, all of a sudden, Sylvester Stallone is in the boxing gym going, "Hey, Canelo...
Be bold.
Is that a bee joke?
I don't think so.
Be bold. And the guy nods at him, cuts back to Stallone, punches a beehive.
No, he's suggesting you do.
No, he hits it. He punches the beehive. And
cut
like,
to backyard barbecue.
Yeah, immediately a smash cut to now Canelo is in the backyard with a fucked up face.
I don't think this is playing well on the podcast. We should get back to Chris Whitley talk.
We'll burn everyone a CD with this commercial on.
Be bolder.
So cut to now the boxer is at a backyard barbecue party that looks like it's from like a Target commercial.
He's got a black eye.
Looks like shit. And he's walking to go put his hands, which I assume are stung by bees.
I think he's going to put
some ice on his eye.
Yeah.
And but like the 80s Rocky.
He's just going to bare hand some ice.
Yeah, because it's not a well thought out commercial.
Be bold.
And Rocky's like, no, you take a steak and you put it on your face. Be bold. That's bold, huh?
Yeah. But then Canelo.
This is the word that really
takes the steak.
Takes the steak.
Grabs it out of his hand. out of Sly's hand.
And just chucks it onto a barbecue where it immediately is engulfed in flames.
Where'd she
and
go?
And turns back to Stallone and just goes, Bibbledon. Yeah. And then they do the like manly high five from
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger, where they like clasp each other like they're Roman gladiators.
Like if he took the steak and like
they're
he
laughing it up like that was a hilarious
like
move.
Like it was great. If like, he took the steak, if Corello or whatever his name is takes Canelo. The steak yeah. and Carnello
Canelo.
And he gangs of New Yorked it onto his eye.
If he took the steak and it beat like a bull with it to death or something, and be like be bolder, like and then Sly would be like, "Wow."
Joke?
That would be like, oh, look, he did nothing. He threw the steak where it should go.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing bold about that.
Yeah. Well, although he did refuse a gift from Stallone. Pretty bold.
Be bold.
I just don't get it.
And then the second commercial we watched.
But I will tell you, I have a hankering for a Tecate. I think this is sad that Sylvester Stallone is doing that.
You know, what's not sad is that dude is like 75.
Yeah.
He looks tight.
That's not sad either.
He's like literally tight. I'm going to see if he actually punches. I don't think he punches it.
He punches
the
beehive.
He does not punch the beehive.
Boom.
That doesn't show
him. You guys have been around Frank, right?
He punches it.
No bueno.
No bueno.
I don't get this. I need to see a graph.
Oh, I hate the hey when he throws the steak on the flame. Hey. What's he mad about?
Okay, here's what's...
Wait. No, why is he mad about that? Because the guy was going to rub his face all over the steak, and now he's upset that it's going on the grill?
Because he wanted him to use it like Rocky would in 84.
What a waste of a steak.
What are you doing? You put it on your face.
I take it this boxer speaks no English whatsoever.
Hey Canelo. Right? Canelo, why is Sylvester Stallone...
How do you know his name so well?
Why
like
is,
they taught him to say, be bolder.
Hey, Canelo, why is Stallone at the barbecue? He's teaching me how to box bees.
Even though he's an actor.
Stop asking stupid questions.
I gotta get to the bottom of this.
This is like Mike Diamond, but way worse.
They should have got Frank Stallone to do his cameo in that.
Bold.
I've driven past the Mike Diamond headquarters twice.
No, where is it?
Last week.
Is it out by you?
It's in Culver City.
Oh, really?
It's on Jefferson.
God, I was hoping it would be near David Lee Roth's house.
Canelo Alvarez. That's who it is.
Yeah.
He's like a big fight coming up, I think.
He does not speak English. I can tell you that much, or else he would have had better lines in that ad. That series of ads with the exact same music.
Canelo. Remember Caramellos?
Yes.
Caramello.
Remember Marathon bars?
Nope.
It was it was caramel that was drizzled onto some sort of nugget? Surface and
surface?
Covered in chocolate. It was drizzled like in a
Try
in like
the
a
new
fabric like
marathon
way.
Bar with caramel drizzled on a surface.
At least according to the ad, it was drizzled on a surface and then chocolate was drizzled over it and they were made one at a time.
I just found a site called iSpot.tv.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I was on there the other day watching a commercial from someone who's on my baseball team.
iSpot.tv is a place. It's like IMDb, but it's for like commercials.
Oh, really? We should look into this.
And they just they give you they just
the
tell you like what the ad is. Like it just says about Tecate TV commercial. Be bold, featuring Sylvester Stallone and Canelo Alvarez.
Canelo.
And then it just explains the entire commercial we just watched. And
read
then
it.
Says,
read it.
Sylvester Stallone punch it. Pushes Canelo Alvarez to be bold as he demonstrates by punching a beehive hanging in the gym.
Well, would you look at that?
When the champion boxer, excuse me for not knowing who Canelo is. I don't watch
boxing. No, he punches the beehive. It's literally.
I know. I already said that.
Don't
you missed that part earlier.
Don't
I'll
touch
you
me.
All you
Stop
want.
Fighting.
When I caress you, move your hand away. Don't just leave it there.
Where?
Just now, when I caressed your hand, you just left it there. You actually pushed in towards me.
Yeah, that's
hey,
creepy. You guys are creeping me out.
When the champion boxer crosses paths again with the Rocky film star who offers him a raw steak for his black eye, he throws it on the grill instead, countering with Bibola.
Ebola? Yeah.
Being bold bonds the two as they share a laugh over barbecue and Tecate beer.
I bet they did not fill the boxer in on the fact that... He's playing second fiddle to an actor.
No,
like he okay.
You think that guy doesn't know who Sylvester Stallone is?
Well, here's the thing: is that
the Wait, commercial how many things can you do with the steak rather than throw it on a grill to be bolder?
The commercial makes me think the boxer is a puss and he needs Sylvester Stallone to push him to be bolder.
Yeah, yeah, that's the older guy showing the young guy, the young buck, how to be bolder. Yeah.
What about the second commercial starts with Sylvester Stallone walking into the locker room to show Canelo his belt buckle, which is just like an eagle, a regularly sized eagle belt buckle, and with like a big camera zoom in and a whip noise.
I gotta see it again. I gotta see it.
Meanwhile, he's in an ice bath.
Also, Stallone walks in with an entourage.
Yeah,
into the locker room. Stupid little belt buckle.
Into the locker room while the dude's taking an ice bath, and then a beer pops out like a boner.
Oh! What is that?
Be bolder. Whoa. Come on, Canelo, be bold.
Also, wait. Okay. Okay.
You got it.
So he shows him his small eagle belt buckle. Canelo points down to his junk where he's got his giant boxing belt. Cut to Stallone going, covering
like,
his eyes.
Like, yeah, shining
like,
so bright.
Like the sun is torching his soul. Cut to...
I'm a huge fan.
Cut to Stallone walking into the
locker room.
Locker room
where he's taking
again.
An ice bath.
Yeah.
Canale.
Canelo is in a giant ice bath, which I thought was the joke because the ice bath is huge.
Yeah, they would never make it that big.
He walks in and goes, be bold. What the fuck is wrong with the ice?
Yeah. It's
an ice
bold.
Bath.
That's pretty bold. That's pretty bold. No, that none of us could do an
only
ice bath.
Pusses
to which Canelo goes, be bolder. And then all of a sudden he like grunts and like nine cans rise out of his
ass.
Like his boner.
Carano and I thought that it was...
it was very sexual.
Very sexual.
I love these ads.
Then one of them flies into the hand of his like friend.
Yeah.
By the way,
never mind. There's a naked man sitting in ice 4 feet from me.
Yeah. Before Stallone walked in, that guy's just standing there next to his friend in an ice bath, just standing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it ends with Stallone going,
"DTF,
let me get in," and he starts to get into the ice bath. Why?
Why does Stallone... Is Stallone sore from acting?
He's fully clothed, by the way.
Actors need to take ice baths
with his
when they've
eagle
had a
belt
long
buckle.
Day of acting? Let me get in there. It's not gay enough that I'm standing here with a naked guy in ice.
Canelo.
Now that I'm buzzed on Tecate beer, let me hop in there. And
he just flung him a Tecate light with his boner, too.
Oh, God.
That's how it got out of the ice bath. It doesn't show how it got there.
He's a boxer. He's taking care of his body. He's in tip-top shape, yet he's going to drink like nine beers.
They're light.
That are in the ice bath?
They're light.
Hey,
I'm training for a big fight, but I'm going to have like seven beers with Sylvester
bold.
Stallone.
Be bold.
Uh-oh.
Be bold.
Whoa.
Canelo, be bold.
I bet these guys weren't even in the same room for this ad.
Be bold is like.
Do you see them in the same frame?
Wait, he said Be Bolder is light.
I bet you they were not even in the same room for that ad.
They might not have been. They may not have been. There might have been immigration issues. Trump
okay,
is our
now
president.
We need one
maybe
where you're on the toilet and Sylvester sticks his head
over
the top.
There's got to be a third.
Oh, it's got to be a million of
over
them.
Over the top.
Yeah.
That's a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Yep.
There's got to be another
made
one.
Made by Canon Pictures.
He's on the toilet. Sylvester Stallone sticks his head over the top like... blowing the airway from nose, going, "Oh, Canelo, be
Canelo.
Bold!" And then he shits a Tecate and throws it to Sylvester.
Why are we these shit shows? We're not
this
that
fucking
show.
This is where it's going. Sylvester sticks his penis in that guy's butt, and he hits something metal, and reaches in and pulls out a Tecate.
This is just an eagle.
Is this a Tecate ad?
Yeah. I have to drink nothing but Tecate from now on. They won me over.
All right.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry you're sober. You can't enjoy the Tecate now.
Oh, I'm going to join you.
Nope.
I don't think Takata Light counts.
I don't give a
shit. Hey, be bold, Mike.
Yeah, be bold, you guys.
Jesus.
Kurano. Kurano.
I mean, how it would be hard to write something that bad, that lacking in punchline.
We should remake that.
And then he hands him a steak. Oh yeah, to put on his eye, because that's like what old school boxers did, like Rocky did. Yeah. And then what's he do with it? Instead of like, how does he become bolder than that?
He
throws it on the grill.
Rejects a gift from a nice celebrity.
He turns and he throws it on the appropriate place for a steak.
Pretty bold.
That is bold.
Pretty bold.
That is bold.
Pretty bold. The ad exec was like, fuck yeah, that's bold.
I don't get it.
Bold as shit.
I don't even understand the actual definition of being bold.
Corrado.
Be bold.
Hey, let me get in there.
Jillian and I.
You got room for two?
Jillian and I were watching a Naked and Afraid the other day, right? We never do that, but you know,
that's what I call having sex.
We're dealing with the boy.
With a mirror.
We're hanging with the boy. And, you know, Tyler, you know this. Like when you got the boy and you know, TV's
on. You're looking for nudity on the television.
You're not watching anything. It's just kind of on.
To bond
right?
with your
you're,
son.
You're hanging with the boy. Yeah.
Hey, Atticus, be bold.
Actually, truth be told, the boy was awake and hanging out with mom, and I was just playing Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, that's a different story.
Naked Afraid was
Eddie.
On.
Hey, Eddie.
Like two or three episodes came on and off, and I'd never seen the show before. I'd seen plenty of
promos.
You've
never seen Naked and Afraid?
I never watched it all the way through. No, I didn't really watch it, but Jillian brings up a great point, and I love this fact that is real. It's something that's happening. It is occurring on a daily basis.
Political unrest?
These people are naked.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they play up the afraid, even though there is some gnarly shit that happens on the show. But for those of you who might not be familiar, they drop these people like in a jungle or a swamp or something. I think it's 3 weeks they're supposed to last. Just
and
naked.
And they are truly naked.
Truly naked.
And they've got nothing?
Nothing.
No tools?
No. Well, I think they, I don't know. I think I looked up once, someone had a bow and arrow and he killed a pig and he was crying about it. It was the most emotional kill I've ever had.
Hey.
I've killed a lot of things. That was the boldest. But
I don't like that.
You know, you look and first of all, the women are always just haggard and like a pain in the ass. And,
okay. Hope they don't listen to this podcast.
The dudes aren't much better. But, you know, there's a lot of blurredness. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
You know, we've all worked in, you know, one form or another production.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian brought this up, and it's a great point. There's some dude, or maybe a lady, whose job it is...
Blur out penises
and
vaginas.
Out penises all fucking day.
Yeah.
And she goes home, and she's just so tired of whatever dick that she's been covering all day long.
Yep.
Like, can you imagine, like, what... It's like,
although maybe she's excited to see them like uncovered.
That's the kind of job where somebody goes,
her job is to cover.
What do you do for a living? You're like, I just work at McDonald's.
Instead of going, I work on Naked and Afraid. What do you do?
I'm an editor. Oh, I constantly cover up like unattractive people's genitalia.
Like you would get home and you'd just be like, you have work dreams. Everyone has work dreams. You just have dreams of like pixelated dick.
Yeah.
And nips.
Yep.
Pixelated dick. Good band name.
Yep. Pixelated nips. Sounds like a delicious pretzel treat.
Sounds like a racist.
What? Thing. Oh, because the nips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The nips. Yeah. Be bold.
I don't understand. It's so disheartening when you hear the ads that are played during sporting events, and especially on sports talk radio. You're like, does everybody who listens to this radio station really bald? Because it's just nonstop.
Do you have no teeth?
Hair growth products, and I haven't listened to sports radio in a few years, which is weird considering that I listen to it every goddamn day for like a decade.
Which is weird because you don't care about sports.
Correct, but I haven't.
When I first met Mike,
to listen to sports
said,
radio.
I listen to nothing but sports radio, and I hate sports. And I'm like, this is a man. I'm not sure if I want
to
be friends with.
I listen to sports radio
I'm
probably 3 or 4
sure.
hours a day every single day. Every single
Hacksaw Hamilton.
I don't know. I listen to Hacks all the time.
Look at that.
Of course I did.
Rack 'em. Jim Rome.
Rome, Hacksaw
Hamilton.
What
happened to Rome?
Dun,
Rome
went
cannons. Away. Dun, dun, did people dun, finally dun, wake dun, up dun. To the annoyance that is Rome? Is he
no,
gone?
He got
no,
a,
he's
he had
huge.
A show on something. He had like a show
he
on
He had a
ESPN
show on Fox, a show on ESPN.
The worst.
He's had all kinds of stuff.
The worst.
Hacksaw, I knew Jim Rome before he had a show, and I met him a bunch of times at 91X.
Who?
You know who.
Jim Rome?
Yeah. And
he used to come and watch Pharrell. And, he used to I did do, not like his how he dressed, like he was a part of the mafia.
He hates Hacksaw, he used to do the news
future.
Reports
the future
on Hacksaw Hamilton's show in the morning.
And he's just, that's just where I met genuine.
My first girlfriend, or my second girlfriend, Rebecca.
That's a show X, I wouldn't watch.
She's
my
the
first
one.
Girlfriend. Tonight on Fox.
She was running the board
starring
for
Jim
Hacksaw,
Rome.
And I went down to hit on her.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I was blown away by Hacksaw, how much knowledge that guy had in his head and that weird, creepy mustache he had. And Rome was there, and then I would run into Rome at 91X all
Are
the
you
time.
Bragging? It's a weird brag.
Huh? Dude, I used to hang out with Jim Rome in the
90s. That might be why I started listening to sports radio. That
oh,
might be
you knew
why.
That guy?
But
that's
all
terrible.
The ads are for losers.
Well, I'll talk radio.
Hey, are you losing your hair? Hey, you can't get under. It's you have no boner and you're bald. Mm-hmm. You fucking loser. But
no,
go,
I just think
but
that most
Saints.
I don't want to get into like the demographics and whatnot, but I mean, if you're playing to an all guys audience,
yeah.
Chances are what's bothering them most, and they're willing to depart with their money for the most is either to
maybe,
get more hair, erections,
maybe.
Or to become more bold.
I don't know. It seems like everything would apply to that audience because since men make most of the decisions in the family, I think
where was it? You gave us nothing.
It's implied.
Yeah, but I think everything. I think all like car insurance ads should be on talk radio. I think how to have more sex should be on. Is there an ad for how to have more sex?
Yep.
What happened to Bob?
Big boy.
Remember Bob? Like the guy was like having a good day and he's like swinging the golf club and elongate
like,
or whatever it's called.
This is Bob extends.
Extends. What happened to that?
What are extends?
Everyone got it petered off. Everyone got extended.
Was it an erectile dysfunction?
Did they finally
Everyone
get busted?
Petered off.
It was to make your wiener longer. Peter? Except they never ever said that. It was all innuendos, and it was one ad
was
after another after another after another, and it was all about Bob, who was like this one actor that they found who was just like this cheesy looking white guy with a big smile, and he was always like doing things, and it was like all the women were looking at him, going, "Oh my god, his dick is so big."
It's just so weird. Yeah.
And
so
it was every other ad you'd see on sporting events, and he's just gone. Like that
women
just
love pain.
What happened to extends?
I don't know. Let's find out.
They probably
Siri.
Shut down or also didn't make any money.
Siri, order
no,
me.
No, it made a ton of money.
Siri, order me one supply of extends.
I opened my trunk and it's just full of that shit. I don't have a trunk. That's the joke there.
It's not a very good one.
You guys know anyone who's pigeon-toed?
No, but I used to want to be pigeon-toed. I thought
really
it was
want
cool.
to be pigeon-toed.
Yeah,
I would love
it was
to be
cool.
pigeon-toed. Like, if there was an exercise that I could do to become pigeon-toed.
There is.
What?
Just start doing it. Become the person you want to be. Live your dreams.
You want your feet to be slightly
I
want to
have my toes
pointed
inward, yes.
It
why?
Just seemed cooler, like when I saw people walking like
what?
That. What? Yeah, I don't know why. When I was a kid, I
you
would
want
see
to be
somebody.
I'm totally with you.
It was like a skateboarder thing, like a surfer thing or something.
I want to be pigeon-toed. I would love to be pigeon-toed.
Which is weird because pigeons seem to walk just fine. Be bold, you guys.
Why?
Laugh at that horribleness.
Why do you want to be pigeon-toed?
Because it looks cool. Like Mike said, it's so funny that
I totally agree.
It looks so cool.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I want to walk like Kevin Spacey at the end of The Usual Suspects.
That's not pigeon-toed. And you know who's pigeon-toed, I think, is Jeff Spicoli.
Yeah, maybe.
That's because not long ago, with just a quick phone call, Bob realized that he could have something better in his life. And what did he get? Why, a big boost of confidence, a little more self-esteem, and a very happy missus at home. Call or go online now to get a sample pack. Enzyte.
Not extends.
Yeah. So,
I'd like him to
what were they selling?
I know the show has devolved this week into just like, you know commenting
so
on ads, but... What happened?
So
where did it go?
My podcast will be out
on
Monday.
They must have been sued for having no
proof. It doesn't work.
Yeah, you can't target your dick bone, your dick cells.
I'd like to see that guy whip out his dick and it's just this gross black and blue sausage looking thing with like Frankenstein scars all over it.
Like
it's
little
bigger.
Bolts.
Technically it's bigger.
Little like little bolts.
Yeah.
Little all right. Bolts?
Little bolts. You know what we should do is be bold and be finished.
Be bold.
I'm going to laugh so hard every time I see that ad. No.
How are you going to... Oh, it's on hockey games.
Yeah. Because I'm watching ads. I never watch ads.
You've turned it around. You've turned this franchise around.
I don't watch ads except for this time of year.
How are the Pittsburgh Penguins doing?
I don't... They're doing pretty good.
Didn't Sidney Crosby die or something?
He got his brain scrambled again, yes. It's very unfortunate.
Is he out for the season?
Might be.
Hey, why doesn't he be bold?
Go out there. Yeah, put a piece of steak on it.
Hey, nice helmet.
You should see the cross check to the head that he took that leveled him. It's awful. Oh, Nisky. Oh, it's the best though. Is Fleury is the goaltender, right?
Yeah.
And he's wearing this helmet. He's kind of like a nostalgic guy, and he was about to get let go by the team because they have a new young guy that's taking his place. But he has his helmet that he wore for the Winter Classic, and he has all of his favorite teammates from over the last 10 years, like on his helmet, like pictures of them and like their names on the back, which is very nice. Most of these guys are either like there's like 10 of them. Most of them either they've moved on, they're on another team, or they have retired. And one of the guys was the guy that cross-checked Crosby.
He crossed him out.
And he put a little piece of tape over his name. Pretty sweet.
Nice.
Pretty sweet. Nice. You got to love that.
Seems like the least he could do.
Ew.
He was bold in that moment.
Kind of bold.
Yeah, really.
He's pretty bold.
He's like the bold that gets that Canelo then does something bolder.
How do you remember his name? Like, there's many syllables.
What's wrong with your brain that you can't remember? Vowels. It's three syllables.
So many vowels.
Carnello. I mean, actually, there might be an R. It's just the way he pronounces it.
Canelo.
Do we want to listen to it one more time?
No.
I think we do, right? We kind of do.
Canelo. No.
You don't want to? Ty.
I'm either way on it.
Okay, play it one more time.
You kind of want to, right?
Why don't you just download it to your phone so you just have it forever?
I would like to wake up to it every morning.
Why don't you make it a ringtone? Hey, be bold.
Hey, look at my dick. Hey, why are you in the fucking ice?
Hey, what are you doing in that ice bath? I'm getting in. Scoot over. I'm getting in.
You got room in there?
Oh, you got some beer in there? What else is in there?
Hey, let's go put this...
I'm going to shine my belt buckle in your eyes. Steak.
Hey,
why do you got to go... Where did that come from?
Why are your friends here?
Where did that start with that?
I don't know. It's like a dumb thing. I always do it.
Well, I know. Where does it come from?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, duh.
Why you put my steak on the grill?
Yeah, I was just going out to lunch with my friends. So we stopped by the locker room, and you're taking a bath, and I think I'll just whip my clothes off and jump in, have a couple of beers.
There's no clothes whipping off. He just jumps in. Yeah. All right, so the original one with the steak... 2 weeks ago, got posted on the old YouTube. 24,000 views.
Not enough. Yeah.
Not enough. All right, here's 24,001. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm trying to turn it up.
More like be old.
Hey, coward.
Hey, I'm punching bees. Tough guy.
I like that this is someone just who's filmed their TV. There's a ticker at the bottom.
Be bold.
Those guys have never met.
You don't think so?
How did they do the handshake then?
Special effects.
All right, let's wrap this baby up.
Special effects.
Let's put it to bed.
No, not a good episode. I realize that. I think that, you know, there's got to be...
Yeah, accept my apologies, too.
There's got to be valleys.
I saved a little birdie in my backyard.
What?
You saved?
There's a little birdie on my patio.
Why were you saving that story till the end?
Time of the year.
It was very sad, but his parents kept flying down and bringing him food. And I went and I picked him up. Mm-hmm. And he fluttered and flew a bit. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this guy's like, he's got it together. So I put him under the bush. Yeah. So that his all his siblings were there and his parents, then they kept feeding him.
I thought you meant you put him in Lauren's lap.
Why didn't you put him back in the nest? I'm going to just pretend I didn't hear that. Why didn't you put him back in the nest?
Because the nest is like up in a tree somewhere.
I guess we do the things our parents did do. We just pretend like we didn't hear things. I'm just going to pretend like I didn't hear that. Gonna move on.
And then Lauren sent me a photo of his corpse like 8 hours
ago.
Don't bring these stories. I don't want to hear that story.
8 hours later.
Should have been bolder. Yeah, it was really sad. I'm like really sad about it. He was so small and so cute and fluffy. Like the size of like a marble.
Why didn't you bring him inside and put him in a box?
Did you see the video of me saving that?
Because the last time a bird
hummingbird, yes.
Hummingbird's life?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
exciting. Last time I had a bird like Hero. This, I called my mom, who's like the bird savior.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, are the parents attending to it? I was like, yeah. She's like, does it seem hurt? I was like, no. She's like, leave it. They'll be fine. It'll fly away in like no time. Uh-huh.
Did you send her
not
a picture of the
corpse?
Not this
time, Mom.
Yeah.
So I don't have an end to this story, but there was a little squirrel in my backyard. Not little. He was like a normal-sized squirrel. He looked a little bit weathered, maybe a little old. And he was drinking out of my baby pool, which...
you have a baby
chlorine?
A small pool, which I don't like to see my cat drinking out of the pool with the dogs. You don't want
no, it's chlorine
animals
in there.
Drinking out of the pool. And I've never seen a squirrel. I see lots of squirrels in my backyard.
How did he reach?
Imagine how thirsty
he was. Like leaning down and like using his little paws. So I walk over. I'm like, hey, squirrel, get away from my pool there. I don't want you drinking the chlorine.
Hey, I'm a chipmunk.
And he runs...
Be bold.
And he runs over to the tree and he jumps and he misses it. And I'm like, no,
that's the worst.
And then he jumps again and he kind of like he's on it, but he's only like 2 feet up. So I'm trying to see him, but like he's actually still spry enough that every time like it was like Three Stooges, like I'd be on one side of the tree and he would always, it was really remarkable like how he was a perfect 180 from whatever side of the, I was spinning around the tree and he kept moving and I would stop and he would stop. But
well, I've seen videos
dude,
online of them doing that with dogs.
This poor little dude, I don't know what his deal was. He was not all together. And I don't know what happened.
They
and
say
I put
about
a little,
the blind raccoon
put
that
a little
goes
water
in my dumpster.
Oh, no.
It's so sad.
No.
Why is he blind?
Because you can stand like 2 feet from him and you can tell that he can't see you because his eyes are like all
that's
like.
That's why he's blind? Why don't you listen to the question before you answer it?
He's blind because he's blind. I don't know why he's blind. How do I know he's blind?
Why is he blind? Because you can tell he is.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing sunglasses?
Was
it
because
of the bandana already?
It looks like he has like a like cataracts or something like that.
Oh, maybe he's old.
It's very sad. And he's just, he'll pause when he hears like sound and he'll do like that sniff, sniff, sniff. And if you just don't move.
This is the saddest ending to the show we've done in some
time.
I don't like this.
So
I don't like this.
I hate it.
It's so sad, but he's so cute.
It's not cute at all. You should put little sunglasses on.
There's another bird in our backyard that we call Fletcher who has kind of like a broken wing.
Yeah.
So take these broken wings. But he can still like fly like a little bit, but he's just always wandering around our backyard, just like pecking around on the dirt. And there's just like this cute little bird with who just like just dragging his wings.
Oh, dude.
No, he's fine though.
Fix everything.
He can fly up onto like, walls and stuff to get away. He's been there for like 2 years. He's fine.
Hey, no. What? This is the worst,
What were you just doing?
I was trying to fix the show.
For people weren't in this room, Anderson just spun his phone around like 20 times.
Okay, now I'm going to be thinking about that blind raccoon.
I hate
like
it.
Trying to find food and then eventually
he finds the dumpster.
Getting hit by a car.
But then he like when he hears you and tries to get away, you can tell that he's like trying to figure out.
He just bumps into things.
Trying to figure out where the dumpster like walls are, and then he like reaches around until he finds the tree and then jumps into it. Yeah. That's the good quality one.
Yeah. I was upset with the bad quality one.
Yeah, you should have been.
It was like echoing through the room, but it was actually
I don't think that ad is bad enough to warrant you being played on the show over and over and over.
Oh, it's actually that bad. I don't know if you actually saw it there.
Do you want me to edit all those out?
I want you to edit out the sad, fucking blind, dead.
More.
Broken winged.
So take.
Why do you call him Fletcher?
These broken wings. Learn to fly again.
So, let's get pigeon toed.
What?
Let's get pigeon toed.
Let's get pigeon soup.
Pigeon toed.
Maybe I'm mistaking pigeon toed for something else.
No, you know what it is. It's when you walk with your.
Yeah.
This summer,
yeah.
I'm gonna be pigeon toed by the end of the summer.
Okay.
What?
Me too. Me too.
That's it.
What?
You want to try to get some scoliosis going too?
Did you guys ever have a scoliosis?
I got the kyphosis.
All right, good night and God bless.
I got the kyphosis. All right, everybody.
Until next week, be bold. We'll never play that ad again. We'll never speak of it.
And, probably true. Actually, we'll probably all forget. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it.
God damn it. Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Imagine a sad blind raccoon.
Oh,
going
this
the
is
trash.
The song for the raccoon at the end of his life.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on.
There's a blind raccoon out there
in
by
my
the
trash.
Be squirrels are so smart.
Wait, where are you going?
Oh, okay.
It's probably Kevin Smith.